Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Pulse. I'm your host, and it's Saturday, December 21st, 2025. Today we're talking about some serious visa concerns hitting Apple and Google employees, a fascinating update that lets you dial down ChatGPT's enthusiasm when it gets a little too excited, and New York just passed some major AI safety legislation that's got everyone talking. Let's dive right in. So here's something that caught my attention today. Both Apple and Google have reportedly told their visa-dependent employees to basically stay put in the U.S. right now. We're talking about workers who need visa stamps to re-enter the country, and their law firms are warning them to avoid international travel entirely. The reason? Visa processing times are apparently much longer than usual. Now, this is significant because these are two of the biggest tech employers of international talent. When companies like Apple and Google are telling people not to travel home for the holidays, that signals some pretty serious delays in the immigration system. For the tech industry, this is a big deal. We're talking about engineers, researchers, and other skilled workers who might not be able to see their families or attend important business meetings overseas. It really highlights how immigration bottlenecks can directly impact innovation and the global nature of tech work. Moving on to something a bit more fun, OpenAI just rolled out a feature that honestly made me chuckle. You can now adjust ChatGPT's enthusiasm level. Yes, you heard that right. If you've ever used ChatGPT and thought, wow, this bot is way too excited about helping me write a grocery list, well, now you can dial that down. You can tweak its warmth, how enthusiastic it sounds, and even how many emojis it uses. This might seem trivial, but it's actually pretty smart. Different people want different interaction styles. Some folks like that bubbly AI assistant vibe, while others prefer something more straightforward and professional. It's all about making AI feel more personalized and less like you're talking to the same generic bot as everyone else. The fact that OpenAI is focusing on these user experience details shows they're thinking beyond just making AI smarter. They want to make it more comfortable to interact with. Now let's talk regulation. New York Governor Kathy Hochul just signed something called the RAISE Act, and it's going to require big AI developers to be much more transparent about safety. Here's what this means. Large AI companies will now have to publish detailed information about their safety protocols. But here's the kicker. If there's a safety incident, they have to report it to the state within 72 hours. That's pretty fast turnaround. This is significant because New York is often a trendsetter for tech regulation. When New York moves on something like this, other states tend to follow. We're seeing this pattern where instead of waiting for federal action on AI safety, states are stepping up with their own frameworks. For AI companies, this means more compliance work and more scrutiny. But for everyone else, it potentially means better oversight of these powerful systems that are increasingly part of our daily lives. What's interesting is the timing. We're seeing this push for AI safety regulations right as these tools are becoming more mainstream and more capable. It feels like lawmakers are trying to get ahead of potential problems rather than reacting after something goes wrong. Quick hit on Apple News. There's some pretty cool technical stuff happening with Mac clusters and AI computing. Apple's new Thunderbolt 5 implementation is letting researchers pool memory resources across multiple Macs, which is giving them much better performance for AI calculations. It's the kind of behind-the-scenes improvement that might not make headlines but could be huge for developers and researchers working with large AI models on Mac hardware. So here's your key takeaway for today. We're seeing the tech industry grapple with some real-world challenges, from immigration hurdles affecting major companies to new regulations shaping how AI development happens. But we're also seeing innovation in user experience, like OpenAI's enthusiasm controls and technical advances that keep pushing capabilities forward. Thanks for listening to Tech Pulse. If you found today's episode helpful, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our daily tech updates. I'll see you back here Monday with more stories from the world of technology.